Hello, everyone. It's Thursday, the 12th of April. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your sports. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Well, the NCAA put Baylor's basketball team on 3 years of probation yesterday. It follows a three-year investigation into hundreds of impermissible telephone calls and text messages sent by basketball coaches to recruits. The NCAA says that men's coach Scott Drew failed to monitor his program and will be suspended for two Big 12 games next year in addition to recruiting restrictions. Women's coach Kim Mulkey, whose team won the national championship last week, also received recruiting restrictions. All the penalties were proposed by Baylor and accepted by the NCAA Infractions Committee. Texas A&M baseball team is about to take their first Big 12 road trip as they head to Hoagland Park in Lawrence, Kansas, to take on the Kansas Jayhawks, a team that's had trouble in conference play. They're 2-7. Of course, the Aggies trying to get back on track after losing that midweeker 3-2 to UT Arlington on Tuesday. Here's Rob Childress.
Anytime you go on the road, to me, whether you're in conference or out of conference, you've got to figure out a way to win. And we played really well out in Pepperdine, and I think that's something our guys will be able to draw from and are looking forward to. I mean, you know, Rich Price has done a great job improving that facility each and every year. This past summer, you know, they took the entire surface out and added field turf. And, you know, for us, I think it sets us maybe better for us than it does them with our speed and athleticism on the turf. And I think it's only going to be an asset for us to be able to execute our offense.
They'll play Friday at 6, Saturday at 6, Sunday at 1. You'll hear all the games here on 1620. Got some high school spring sports going on. The District 12-5A track and field meet at Copper's Cove today and tomorrow. The regional gymnastics meet at A&M Consolidated started yesterday with compulsories. Consol girls as a team are in second place. The Rutter girls in fourth. The Rutter boys are in third, and the Consol boys are in fifth. The top three teams and the top 10 individuals advance to state in San Angelo next month. Former Texas A&M associate women's basketball coach Vic Schaefer is completing his staff at Mississippi State, and he's adding some significant additional Aggie influence to the Lady Bulldog program. Schaefer has named Gary Blair's assistant Johnny Harris and former Aggie point guard Aquanisha Franklin to his coaching staff, along with Mary Ann Baker, who served this season as a graduate assistant for Blair and Schaefer at A&M. Harris has been at A&M 5 years after coming over from Arkansas and before that North Carolina State. Gary Blair talking to Gabe Bach of Texags Radio yesterday.
And it's a promotion for her, and we wish her well. And she was just a rock for us here. Great recruiter, great lady, great coach. And she was with me 5 years and meant a lot to this program. So I'm having to replace Vic and Johnny. And I'll do it one at a time. We're very close on one of them that I hope to be able to announce in the next day or two. And I think you will be pleasantly surprised on who we're bringing in for this first spot.
Franklin, who played 4 years for Blair at A&M, just finished her first season as an assistant at Kansas. Baker finished her A&M playing career in 2011. Sean Smith is a shooting guard from Jacksonville, Florida, has signed a national letter of intent to play basketball at A&M. Smith is a Chicago native who prepped last season at Faith Baptist Christian School in Jacksonville. He can play multiple positions in the backcourt for the Aggies. ESPN.com rated him a top 40 shooting guard nationally and as the ninth best in Florida. Major League Baseball, Rangers and the Astros both lose. Seattle beat Texas 4-3. Atlanta beat Houston 6-3. And in the NBA, Houston and San Antonio both lost. Utah beat the Rockets 103-91, and the Lakers beat the Spurs 98-84. And finally, from Fayetteville, former Arkansas coach Bobby Petrino and his mistress exchanged more than 4,300 text messages and nearly 300 phone calls over the past 7 months. On game days, before dawn, and even as the police report that hastened his downfall was being released to the public. According to a review of his business cell phone records by the Associated Press, the records also show that Petrino had a 22-minute conversation with Jessica Durrell the day after the accident. The 51-year-old Petrino hired the 25-year-old Durrell March 28th. The records released date back to September the 12th. And Bo Pelini says he's happy at Nebraska and that it's ludicrous his name is being connected to the coaching vacancy at Arkansas. Pelini is among several coaches who have been mentioned in media speculation about a possible replacement for Petrino. Hey, and that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.